is graphene oxide in these shots?
100% it is, and it's irrefutable, and I'll walk you through it. So what's really important to know is that all of the mRNA vaccines contain what's called a pegylated lipid nanoparticle, and that's what we're going to go through. So if you take a look at the Moderna patent, it says right there that this contains a lipid nanoparticle formulation. And as you go through the patent, which I'll show you, they specifically talk about various ingredients and various pegylated formulations that have alphanumeric codes. And then you can also find them in the filings with the FDA, with the IND and phase 3 trials for both Moderna and Pfizer. And you can also find them, you know, across the pond with the UK filings. I hope that's making sense so far.
Yeah, so far.
So here's the important thing about the patent. I read the patent. It's 193 pages plus attachments. And I read the patent to look for graphene oxide. It is not listed in the patent because it is a trade secret. So you remember Bill Gates saying that there was a trade secret?
Yes.
Trade secrets are not, you know, purview to the public. So they cannot be in the patent. So graphene oxide is not listed in the patent, and it lists everything but that. But I'm still going to show you evidence that these contain graphene oxide, and the patent in China that shows they contain graphene oxide.
So let me just ask you, why would they put every other ingredient on the patent with the exception of the standalone graphene oxide? Why would they not put that on there?
I would say the number one reason is because it's poisonous to humans, and well known that it's poisonous to humans.
Okay.